Sisters and brothers, in the name of the one who is our host, the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life, those who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live. I welcome you to worship here on All Saints Sunday. I welcome you to a time of remembrance and healing, of reflection and of hope. This morning, I welcome those who come with heavy hearts. For here the Spirit will meet you right where you are, and here we will sit beside you, offering you the comfort of presence. Welcome to those who come with memories to share, for this is the place of the greatest story ever told, and here we will listen to your fondest memories and add your peace to the still unfolding tale. Welcome to those who wish to feel the presence of their loved ones once again. For here we meet the God of unending life. Here we see reminders of font and cross. That just as we have been baptized into the life and death of Jesus, so too are we baptized into his resurrection. So know this, no matter who you are or why you came, know that you are welcome here, for this is a holy place. And here we proclaim the truth that through the grace of God, death has lost its sting. That because of the Prince of Peace, we need not fear, for God has the last word. Life wins. In the name of the one we follow, the Prince of Peace, I invite you to rise to your feet, to move around this room, to reach out with heart and hand and share his gift of peace. The peace of Christ be with you. Now share it with one another. Within your bulletin on the white sheet of paper, you will find many announcements about the life of this community and this congregation. I would invite anyone who has an additional announcement to make to please come forward to this microphone that you might be prepared to do so. As they come, I want to extend a special welcome to all of our visitors here with us today. I invite you to take one of the pew cards that you will find in your pew and to fill it out. If you give me enough information to get a hold of you, I promise you that I will just drop it in the offering plate. Carrie.
I just want to thank everybody for a phenomenal response to the initiation of the card ministry table during the coffee hour, during the Jonathan Edwards, in the Jonathan Edwards room, and to say that it is an ongoing project, so please check the table out today and every week to see who we're sending cards to. We have a couple of birthdays coming up this week. Thanks.
And before you vote, we will have an 8 a.m. prayer service here in the sanctuary in celebration of our ability to vote and to ask for God's wisdom and grace as we go about our day's activities.
Good morning. As you can see in your insert, on November 16th, on a Sunday at Berkshire South, there'll be a panel discussion on women and homelessness, and I offer an invitation to you all. I hope you all come. Winter is coming. The need is dire. It's an opportunity to have a conversation about what homelessness for women looks like, what needs are being met, what needs aren't being met, and what we can do. So I hope to see you all there. Thanks.
In this morning's worship, you will be fed and uplifted by the beautiful voices of our choir. Before they sing, though, there is a chance for you to sing. I would invite you to rise to your feet as you are able. Let us sing our opening hymn, For All the Saints. You may be seated. The truth is that the Christian life is a different and a peculiar way of living. The Christian life is life lived in the presence of the departed. It is lived first and foremost in the presence and name of Jesus of Nazareth, a first century teacher and healer who death could not contain, whose life and resurrection shows us the truth of just how far God will go to love us. It is a life that is always lived in the presence of those who have gone before us, the famous and the humble, the global and the local, the ones whose lives are written here in this holy book, and the one whose lives are written here on each and every one of our hearts. The Christian life is a life of remembrance, holding in our hearts those who currently share and all those who have shared our journey. We remember those who have gone before because they are still part of the one body. They are part of the tapestry of life that is woven together into a seamless whole that stretches back to the beginning of time and forward to the end of all time. Today on All Saints Sunday, we remember amidst the heaviness of our heart, amidst the grief, amidst the burdens that we carry, the great truth that death indeed does not have the last word. God does. Life does. Today, to shape our worship, we will turn to the gift of music. Today, our entire worship will be framed by Fauré's Requiem. I give thanks to the choir and to all these people who have put so many hours into preparing it that it might be worship for us and through it we might get a glimpse of God. It is going to be the Requiem that shapes our remembrance and even the meal that is on this table. The Requiem is a prayer. It is a prayer grounded in the truth of our faith and our peculiar calling to live in the presence of the departed. Jonathan Edwards, who always looks over my shoulder, once remarked that the best, the most beautiful, and the most perfect way that we have of expressing our sweet concord of mind to each other is through the gift of music. And so today we will use this glorious piece of music to draw ourselves closer to God, closer to one another, and closer to those that we bring with us today to remember. I want you to know there is no one right way to listen to this piece. For some of you, simply shut your eyes and let the blessing of the music wash over you. For others, you might want to look in your bulletin and follow along with the words that they might give you peace. And still for others, you might just pray without ceasing and let the music be your companion and your guide. However you do it, we will remember those that we hold in our hearts and those that we walk with still today. In just a moment, we will chime bells. We will chime those bells that you might let go of all that has come before and all that is yet to be done today, and simply be here in this holy time and this holy place. We live a life in the presence of those who have gone before, centered in the life of the Word incarnate, the one who death could not contain, the light of the world, the one darkness could not put out, the one we know as Jesus. On this table and from which this light comes is the Christ candle. It is burning brightly in the midst of this cold and blustery day. Here and now, we take that light and remember all those who have gone before us, starting with those for whom the loss is most recent, the wounds most fresh. And so, this morning, we light a candle in the name of Anita Anderegg. We light a candle in the name of Rudy Hotzel. And we light a candle in the name of the Reverend J. Brian Harris. And yet those are not the only names we remember today, and my voice will not be the only one to call forth names. In this time and in this place, I invite you to call forward a name. And in just a moment, the deacons will light these candles in honor of the names that you call forth, that they may burn brightly. Whenever you are ready, simply call out the name loudly. It does not matter if two names are being called at once. God will hear both. So now I invite you, call out your names of those for whom you remember on this day. We live our life in the presence of those who have gone before. Let us join our hearts and minds in prayer. God of light and life, God of birth and resurrection, of healing and wholeness, we give you thanks for all those we hold in our hearts, for the joy of life and the preciousness of each and every breath. We give you thanks for all those who have shared our earthly journey, for memories that we hold, and for truths that have been revealed. God, on this morning, we give you thanks that you bring us together here to rejoice in a common life garnished with grace, fed with forgiveness, and restored in reconciliation. God, we try to live as an Easter people, knowing that because of you, death does not have the last word, and yet, we still feel the pain and loss of those who have already gone before us to our everlasting home. God, on this morning, we lay before you our sorrows and ask that you bathe our wounds, that you caress our hearts, that you wipe away the tears that still come. God, our Creator, God, our Redeemer, God, our Sustainer, we give you thanks. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabbath, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Amen. And amen. Brothers and sisters, as we prepare to come to this table and share this holy meal, I invite each of us to take any barrier that exists between us and God, or any barrier that exists between us and one another, and give it up. Let it go. Let us take all those things we have done and all those things we have left undone. The ways we have loved what we want more than the ways we have loved what God wants. The ways we have loved ourselves more than we have loved each other. Let us name them in our hearts. Let us lift them up to God. Lift them up that we might let them go, that no barrier might exist between us and God, that we might come to this table, all of us, baptized or not, sure or not, saint or sinner, lifelong Christian, recently converted, or active skeptic. Because this is a table that is set in the presence of those who have gone before. Because this is the table of that first century teacher and preacher, the one we know as Jesus of Nazareth. This is the table of Christ. And all of us are welcome. So now, in the silence of your hearts, I invite you to take any barrier, to lift them up, and then let them go. Let us pray. As you prepare to come to this table, there's a truth I want you to know. There is a truth that I want you to be absolutely convinced of, that there is nothing, nothing in all of creation, no height or depth, not life or death, not anything you have done or anything you will ever be able to do, that can separate you from the love of God through Christ Jesus. Let that truth dwell in your hearts as you prepare for this meal.
Thank you.
And so come. Come and gather around this table. And let us together remember the story that on the night in which Jesus gave himself for us, he gathered around this very table his disciples, his chosen family. And while they were there, he took the bread. He took that bread and he gave thanks to God for it, and he blessed it, and then he broke it. And he said, "This is my body that has been broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And we remember that it was after supper that he took the cup, and the story says that he lifted that cup up before them. And he gave thanks for the cup, and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. This is my blood that has been poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink of it. And do so in remembrance of me." Brothers and sisters, let us pray over this meal. You, O God, you who created us and brought us through many trials, you who have guided us and sustained us, we give you thanks. You, O God, you who have walked beside Abraham and Sarah, Miriam and Moses, Isaiah and Deborah, Mary and Peter, Francis and Hildegard, Martin Luther and John Calvin, Mother Teresa and Martin Luther King Jr., blessing and glory be unto you. You came in human form and you walked among us, teaching us how to live as your children. Through the one we know as Jesus, you showed us how to live and gave us the gifts of baptism, forgiveness, communion, and resurrection. In this meal, we gather as people of faith have done for millennia. We gather around this table with each of them and all those who have passed on into glory. God, I ask you now that you pour out your Spirit, that this bread may be for us the very bread of heaven, and this cup truly the new covenant. Bind us together, God, by your Spirit, as we, your people, come forward to be strengthened for holy living by this holy meal. Blessing and glory, thanksgiving and praise we offer to you now and forevermore. And let us all say, Amen. Just in case you are sitting there and wondering if this meal really is for you, just in case you are sitting there wondering if you are really welcome at this table, we remember on the night that Jesus first hosted this meal, there was with them one who would betray him. One who would deny him not once, but three times, and that each and every one of them gathered around the table were going to leave him in his deepest hour of need. Jesus knew it. And yet, he shared this meal with them, so surely he will share this meal with us. A few things you need to know about this meal. Today, we will serve this meal in the ancient practice of intinction. Deacons will dismiss you starting on the side aisles. You're invited to go back by the side aisles and then come up the center aisle and receive the bread. Take that bread and turn to either side. Dip it in the cup. Consume it right there before returning to your seat. This bread, it is gluten-free bread. This cup has no alcohol in it, that there might not be any barrier between you and this holy meal. Friends, this is the feast for the people of God. Come, for all is now ready. I invite the deacons to join me and for you to dismiss them by the side.
Thank you. sisters and brothers, in thanksgiving for this meal, let us lift our voices together, praying the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying out loud, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Friends, we have so much to be thankful for this meal that has been laid before us, for the people who have shared life's journey with us, and for this holy place and this faithful community. It is in that feeling of gratitude and thanks that we will collect this morning's offering. Give out of joy and thanksgiving. Give out of the fact that we have been given so much. The morning's offering will now be given and received. Now I invite you to open your bulletin, to lift your voices as we pray along with the psalmist, as we pray our unison prayer today based on the 121st Psalm. Let us pray. We lift our eyes to the hills. From where will our help come? Our help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. For God will not let our feet be moved. God will keep watch over us, neither slumbering nor sleeping. God is our keeper and our shade at our right hand. God will keep our lives and us from all evil. God will keep our going out and our coming in from this time and forevermore. Amen. Friends, our worship of God here within these walls is drawing to a close that we might worship God anew and afresh with our lives beyond these walls. Before you leave, a few invitations for you. First, each and every one of you, please come through this door that I might greet you, and more importantly, that you might find children dressed in costume, ready to trick-or-treat for UNICEF. We remember that this place is a gift to us from those who have gone before. Next Saturday, you are invited to come here and help us to restore and beautify and clean this place that it might be a gift for generations to come. There is a sign-up sheet in the Jonathan Edwards room. We will worship Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. in celebration of voting. And there is a tradition here that when we partake of this feast, we are invited to bring canned goods or items for the food pantry or monetary donations. You will find that there is a station here before this door, and there is one in the narthex. You're invited to participate in our active prayer of thanksgiving. Friends, as you go forth, let love be genuine. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another in mutual affection. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. And may the blessings of God, our Creator, God, our Redeemer, and God, our Sustainer, go forth with you always and forevermore. And let the whole church say, Amen.